This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, His Golden Messenger, the new Snail Mail album, and a track from Courtney Barnett. Here's the latest His Golden Messenger pre-release single to start the show.
I'm mm-hmm.
episode 232 of A Sonic Youth. His Golden Messenger is a North Carolina-based Americana group headed by MC Taylor. On the 1st of May, they will release I'm People, the first HGM album since 2023's Jump for Joy. For a more detailed look at my favourites from the His Golden Messenger catalogue, check out episode 226 of the show. On that show, I also played the first single released from I'm People. That track, in the middle of it, is one of my favourite new releases of the year. Opening this show was the second track, Shaky Eyes. That one's not as good in my opinion, but it's still a pleasant Americana folk rocker with a bit of that War on Drugs dreaminess. Next up, a look at Ricochet, the much anticipated new record from Snail Mail. Here's a leading track, Agony Freak. Sonic Youth, and that was Snail Mail with a new track named Agony Freak. Snail Mail is the project of Maryland native Lindsay Jordan. She began playing guitar at 5 and found herself captivated by punk rock before she'd reached double digit. Jordan began writing songs in her early teens and released the now unavailable Stick EP in 2015 when Jordan was just 16 and began playing their first shows. In 2016, they released my favourite Snail Mail record, the EP Habit. It's a raw and emotionally bold record, backed by pavement-esque, jangly guitar riffing. The record was recorded live, and while Jordan was suffering from bronchitis, adding to the unique sound that could only be present in a rock album recorded when the frontwoman was just 16. The whole EP is flawless. The opener, Thinning, is the most pop-forward, an instant indie rock classic. The closer is a cover of Courtney Love's The Second Most Beautiful Girl in the World. That's the band Courtney Love, not the solo artist of Hole and Cobain fame. My favourite track, though, is the extra loose and avant-garde title track, Habit. Was an early Snail Mail track named Habit. 2 years later, Snail Mail followed up that EP with one of the essential indie rock albums of the 2010s, Lush. It was a more developed record, led by the pop-forward indie rockers Heatwave and Pristine, and it suddenly propelled the group into the indie mainstream. It was a difficult act to follow up, and in 2021, Valentine, in my opinion, failed to do so. It was still a good record, but lacked the raw, guitar-forward indie rock noise of those first two efforts. 5 years on, and we finally have a third Snail Mail LP. It's named Ricochet, and it's better. However, it generally has an over-polished pop sound, taking away from the raw guitar sound that staked its claim firmly at the front of the mix on those earlier releases. Some tracks on the record just sound like any other pop-aligned female-led indie group. Some tracks do stand out though, so here's another favourite. Butterfly sounds like a straight out of the 90s, a really well-constructed indie song. Butterfly, a new track from Snail Mail's Ricochet. So far, the most successful song from the record is Dead End. It's a dreamy track, one that suffers a little bit from the slightly overdone, overly pop-forward production, but has enough guitar noise and catchy melodies to stake its claim as another highlight of mine.
Thinking about hours we'd spend.
was Snail Mail with Dead End on A Sonic Youth. Our final track this episode comes from Courtney Barnett's new album Creature of Habit. I love Barnett's early releases through the 2010s, especially her debut album, Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit, and, of course, her collaboration with Kurt Vile, 2017's Lot of Sea Lice. Her more recent releases haven't really interested me much. Similar to Snail Mail, the guitar-forward, slightly unpolished indie rock sound was replaced by something too overproduced and pop-oriented. There are some standouts from this latest record, including the Waxahachie guest feature on Sight Unseen. One Thing at a Time, which I played last week, is a good song too. As is the song which will close off this show, which I think is the most Courtney Barnett sounding song on Creature of Habit. What do you think of the new Snail Mail and Courtney Barnett albums? Do you agree with my assessment, or do you prefer the more polished releases we've received over the past half decade? Get in touch on at A Sonic Youth Podcast. To close off, here's Courtney Barnett with Wonder. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.